Slow and steady wins the beer race. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to the perfect pour craft beer show. I'm Mikey.
Hey, Mikey.
Hey, Nick.
Hi, I'm the Nick.
The Nick 80.
What's up?
Matt took a vacation day this week.
Yes.
He took a disability. He's claiming disability this week, so...
Strained his lifting arm.
Won't be in studio, but he may call. Who knows?
He got a bad haircut. Walk in. That's what really happened. He got a bad haircut.
It's possible.
He's embarrassed.
He's like, no, I can't do it. My beard's not looking good.
It's not symmetrical.
There's no way I can podcast in a beer show with my beard looking off.
Yes.
Off kilter. So he could walk in. He's done that before where he's like, I'm not going to make it. And then all of a sudden he just, boom.
Recovery.
So, well, like if we're not going to have the bearded brewer, we got to have some people that brew.
We better get two of them.
Yeah, we're going to need two of them to make up for it. World famous home brewer Scotty B.
Oh, I'm just so famous, you know.
To us.
There's an applause track in the background, don't worry.
Well, I'm glad that you guys appreciate me, and I can only tell you do. But it means a lot to me, it does. You guys are important to me. Really. Yeah. So thank you. Thanks for having me on again.
Oh.
It's gonna be great, guys.
It was an awe moment.
It's gonna be great.
It's going to be
some
great.
Some fun.
Can we get drunker than last week? That's the question.
We also new to the show, Matt Vaughn.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys.
Hey, thank you for being here.
I feel like it's a long-time listener, first time caller.
Nice.
Matt's also, you're also a home brewer, aficionado, like Scotty B. Do you look up to Scotty B? Like, one day I want to be like Scotty B.
I hope not. It's like... He can do better. He's already doing better.
We're not talking about off the field stuff, Scotty. Yeah, we're not talking about brewing.
No. We're not talking about haircut choices here.
Idolize.
Yeah. Oh, shucks. So we're gonna get a lot of those listeners that enjoy homebrewing. We're gonna get a lot of homebrewing mixed in with our normal beers to look out for, beer geekery. Culture and cot drinking and voicemails. I'm looking at the lines. The lines are completely lit up. There's a huge backlog of calls right now waiting to get through. So
they think we're giving tickets away.
Yeah, we're all tickets away to something. The Pliny the Elder at the Deucey's.
Oh, that'd be a place to have some Pliny.
That would be. It's a good idea. Damn it,
Deucey's Pliny.
Yep. This is fine. So, very quickly, our tailgating beers before the show. We like to tailgate. Had a couple. One of them was a Scotty B cider.
A black cherry sweet cider.
Black
yes.
cherry. Oh, that's what was going on. I missed that. I'm just like, I hear cider and I just think apple cider.
Well, there's apples in it too.
Oh, okay.
But that's why it was so dark.
So it's like cherry. A black cherry apple cider blend?
Yep.
Hey. God, and Louie has already begun
being
mauling
annoying.
People. I actually like that. It's easy, like super it? Easy to drink.
Yeah. Well, it's really
I bet
sweet,
you the
though.
Ladies love it.
The ladies the did ladies. Love it when it was served at the Clovis Pub Crawl. That is true.
Ooh.
A lot of ladies loving it. I noticed that quite a bit.
They kept coming back to Scotty.
They did.
They under more. The guise of a black cherry cider.
Yeah. That's
but,
what happened.
But really, that's not why they are coming back. And then we also had a donated show by Scotty B, Left Hand Brewing's. Was that just a stout?
That was an Imperial Stout. Wake Left Up Dead. Like the Metallica. Not Metallica. How can I even say that? The Megadeth song. Megadeth's better than Metallica. Sorry.
Sorry, Metallica listeners.
Ooh, bold statement.
Sorry, but Scotty hates you.
But they're both from the 80s, so it's easy to get mixed up there.
Real quick, Nick, do you agree with that statement? Megadeth better than Metallica?
Of course he does.
90s Nick would have said no. But 2000s Nick says yes.
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that just so you can be cool?
Yeah, I want to be in the Scotty Club. No, I don't know, make it as so much more intricate. Like when I was a kid, I just didn't care as long as it was loud. But now you listen to it and go, oh, wow, he's diving into that chord progression, bro.
Mustaine, man.
Mustaine.
You don't even
He had understand. Something to say.
You don't
he
still understand him, man.
And he was always angry again.
He's very angry again.
Angry.
When, what else? Did we have anything else? Tailgate? Did we tailgate with anything else? I think that was it.
The cider, the stout.
Light tailgate.
I don't think we had anything else. You didn't open anything, right?
It's time to open something, Scotty B.
You want me to open or you want Matt to open
something? Matt, yeah, open up something.
All right.
We got some beers from Matt here.
All right. Well, we got a Mosaic Galaxy IPA that I had at the Old Town Clovis Craft Beer Crawl here.
Oh, speaking Mex language.
Which I enjoyed tremendously.
So, yeah, epic weekend for Fresno.
I love gold!
Two festivals back to back.
Oh, yeah. Did you...
I went to neither.
You went to it was a bad weekend. It was opening soccer weekend. Opening youth soccer weekend season. I had three games to go to, and then I was also my daughter's birthday weekend, so I got to nothing this weekend. But
so you guys can tell us all
like
about
the
it.
Well, I can tell you about both. Matt can tell you about the Clovis.
Yeah, the Clovis one was good. I was kind of stuck pouring for about 2 hours, but when I did get to it, it was a lot better than the spring one, because spring one it was like
107
degrees outside, and so this was a lot cooler and a lot. It seemed to be a lot better. More people showed up, so it was
nice.
It was fun. There's a lot of breweries there.
Is it the same setup where you're in a shop and people wander in and out of shops all along?
Pretty much, yeah. Okay. The only thing is the homebrew tent is out kind of on the street. But everyone else is kind of posted up in the shops. And so they kind of restrict you, make sure you're not...
Sorry, I dropped the mic.
Scotty V's mic just dropped.
It's been doing that all night. I think that fixed it.
He's fed up with the homebrew tent being outside.
Drop the mic.
He was mad at that.
On the asphalt.
Bunch of crap, man.
Why does everybody else get a shop?
This is where they put the homebrewers in the parking lot on the asphalt. Hey, guys, I'm on the asphalt. It's bullshit.
It was hot out there, okay?
Yeah, but no, it was good. The one thing is, though, they have too many antique shops, and that's where they put us, is in an antique shop.
No.
There's never enough antique shops.
And it was probably a good, like, 8x8 corner where we were situated with the
two
jockey boxes and all the four kegs under it.
Nice.
And there was a couple of times where some people came in that were really drunk, and I think they were playing with some of the things.
Knick-knacks.
There was like a unicorn thing, and someone broke the wings off of it. And I was just like,
breaking the antiques.
I didn't see anything.
I'm surprised. Yeah, you didn't see nothing. I'm surprised they let that happen in the antique shops.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
Drunks wander through the antique shops
knowingly. Knowing people are going to be drunk.
Yeah.
Around. Overpriced.
I just shake my head at that. That's all I can do.
Scotty's in the alleyway. Meanwhile, there's drunk people in the antique shop.
Nobody knocked over nothing at our stand. There was nothing.
Hug that dumpster all you want. We don't care.
What happened at this the Tower Brew Fest, Scotty B?
Well, I brought my sparkling mead. Steven Zach brought the Hibiscus IPA.
Nice.
Both of which were drained. Just like, well, the Clovis, I brought the cider. It got emptied, and the Hibiscus got emptied again. And Steven Zach, if you're listening, and I know you are, you should have put some aside.
Damn it.
You should have bottled some. Bottled some bombers or something.
I didn't get to try it.
I'm kind of thinking maybe he did, but he's not telling anybody.
Secret stash. Want
no sharesies. That was, I think, the best. Yeah, that was the best hibiscus we made.
Damn it.
But Citra. It's very tropical. It was great.
That sounds amazing.
So, Stephen, if you do have a secret stash of it, I'm not going to hold it against you. I can't blame you. Just wish you'd share. That's all.
Good turnout. Yeah. How was moving it up 2 weeks? Did that hurt him?
Moving it up 2 weeks?
Yeah, they moved that event up like almost 2 weeks.
With the tower?
Yeah.
They did?
Yeah, it used to be in October.
It was?
Really? I think so.
Really? Scotty doesn't even notice.
I wasn't the last one. I didn't notice.
Okay.
Maybe it was. Yeah, I think it was in October, wasn't it?
I thought it was.
It was hot before.
I don't know. Yeah, it's always hot. There was plenty of people. It was kind of a slow beginning, but a couple hours into it, and it was pretty packed.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did you meet any Perfect Pour listeners there? It's got to be.
There was Jake. Jake was
Jake,
there.
State Farm.
Yeah, Jake was
Justin,
there.
Was he there?
I don't
Futon know. Surfer?
I don't.
The
Justin,
Couchsurf Brewing?
Justin, I don't know. I know who he is, and I know his voice, but I don't know if I could place his face, to tell you the truth. Jake, there's no mistaking.
Wow. Is that a compliment?
So I don't know if he was there or not. He maybe was. If he was, he didn't talk to me. Jake talked to me, though.
And that was it, huh? Man.
Any other Perfect Pour listeners? Well, if there were, well, Steven Zach was there.
Oh, okay.
That's a Perfect Pour listener.
Yeah,
we know all these people.
I don't know if there was any other Perfect Pour listeners. It was really busy, okay? I was doing stuff.
Nice. Pouring beer. Well, that's good. As long as it was busy.
Now you're sounding like the bearded brewer. I was working. Huh?
Yeah. I work hard for the money, even though I didn't get any money.
Well, I like this Mosaic IPA, right?
Mosaic and Galaxy.
Mosaic and Galaxy, okay. Yeah, I could tell.
Like, that is hoppy, but it's not bitter at all.
I use...
I was questioning it.
All the hops are in flame out, so you're not going to get the harsh bitterness, or most of them. I use a little charge of Apollo at 60, so you're going to get really smooth bitterness. Nothing old school style or Dogfish Head where it's like... Weigh 100 and 300 IBUs, whatever. Whatever Dogfish Head
Yes, that's our territory.
So, Matt, you know, being new to the show, you got every newbie has to reveal their... otherwise, it's part of the contract for you coming on. New people coming on have to bring beer, and they have to tell their beer history.
Oh, God. Okay.
Scotty B is calling for the beer.
Calling... the beer.
I guess I could start when I was in high school and I did not like beer at all. When I was drinking Mickey's 40 ounces.
Yeah.
Nice. just to get a little buzzed and drunk, and then move my way up to the Coors Light Silver Bullets.
Ooh, there you go.
So, and then when I really started
Silver Bullet phase.
When you were back when you were rich?
Yeah, when I had a little cash, a little disposable income.
Nice. Oh, yeah, we're getting the good stuff. Silver Bullet.
And then I caught on to this thing called Blue Moon.
Ah.
And I guess that's kind of where everything started was. It was just something different, something with a little bit more flavor. And then so I kind of started researching after that, and I went on these beer rating websites. And I saw, I was like, well, what's the best beer in the world? Pliny the Elder.
Wow, even then.
Ranked number one.
Damn.
So I was like, well, fuck this. I want to go try this beer.
I want to be number one.
Right. So anytime I went up to the Bay Area, I was searching for this beer constantly. Couldn't find it, so I got a Green Flash. I had no idea about styles, so I just saw, oh, it was an India Pale Ale, Green Flash. Like, they're really old school.
It's got to be the same thing.
It's got to be the same thing. Yeah,
totally.
Tried it.
Same exact thing.
Hated it. It was like, what is this? This is terrible. So, eventually, a buddy of mine got a hand. He lives up in Sacramento. He got a hand on Pliny the Elder, and he brought it down for me. And so I tried it, and I'm like, okay, this is really good. I like this. This is a lot different from the Green Flash that I had.
Thankfully,
yeah. And it was, you know, a lot better. And then I started drinking Double Jacks after that. And that's what got me kickstarted into everything was the Double Jacks was kind of like my, all right, I can drink these, and I actually love these. These are amazing. So
it's like your gateway is like a blend of Pliny and Green Flash IPA and DBAs.
Yeah, the Double Jackson. Right, and it was kind of like I was a hophead to begin with. Like, yeah. I didn't even touch stouts or browns or anything else. It was just kind of like that mindset of seeing Pliny at number one, and then just
I'm going up,
and just like focusing on that and IPAs, and so yeah, and then I went crazy after that. Tried everything. Rogue, hooked on the hops. Peanut butter, whatever Rogue's making with all the different stuff, and so yeah.
Yeah, back when Rogue was cool.
Damn it.
They're still cool.
Right.
A little bit.
They're fine. Well, let's try something else, man. You alright over there, Sky?
I don't say bad things about breweries anymore. I don't really have anything bad to say about
Rogue. I don't have anything bad to say about Rogue either. I'm just saying,
really,
like,
anything good to say either.
They're not the hotness right now. It's all referencing.
They're there if you want it. Mm-hmm. They're there, but
producer Becky had a Rogue Hazelnut Brown earlier this evening.
Oh, cool.
Still a classic.
So the classic.
So you want to try something else?
Yeah, let's go, next bro.
I only have tap. One thing left.
I could pop another bottle if you want.
You should pop another
bottle.
Okay. Because mine's pretty strong.
Okay, I'm actually excited to pop this bottle because since I'm sending these in at competition, I need to know if the carbonation's there. So this is...
Watch out. Could blow.
Yeah.
Could blow the cap clean off.
So
I love gold!
This is another IPA. And this is for the Brew United Challenge.
All right.
And so the Brew United Challenge kind of restricts you in what you can use. So I could use 7 total items, which means grains, hops, yeast. And 3 of those were already pre-chosen for me. So I had to use 6-row, and I had to use flaked corn.
Oh, for all you grain geeks, malt heads out there.
Yeah.
Right.
6-row.
Malt bros.
And I had to use Amarillo. At least 25% had to be Amarillo. And I'm glad to see that the carbonation's there.
25% of this tastes like Amarillo.
Yeah, I'm getting Amarillo. Yeah.
So this will be going out to competition. Probably I'll be sending it out Monday. But this is... I also use Mandarina Bavaria in this. So you're going to get a little bit of that tangerine notes and a lot of the citrus from the Amarillo.
Mm-hmm.
This is citrusy. Nice, huh?
It doesn't taste weird at all like I thought it would with all that 6-row. It actually tastes very good.
21%.
Oh, you grain heads.
Shit.
All that 6-row, man. I don't know.
I use a lot more on mine. I use like...
Oh, you love that 6-row, huh?
I use like 70%.
Next time I'm in a tasting room,
I haven't tasted it yet.
Some tap room, I'm going to be like, fuck, this guy really likes 6-row.
What's with the 6-row?
Jeez, what's with the 6-row, man?
How can I help you today?
Okay. Who's the 6-row motherfucker back there?
So what kind of hops do you normally like?
I want your strongest 6-row.
Hops? You got. I want some 6-row.
Hops? What am I, fucking 19 years old?
What do you got that has 6-row in it? That's what I want.
I'm thinking 27 to 32% 6-row.
Whoa.
That's my threshold.
I'm going higher. I'm going 35, 36%.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. All right.
Now, what's the ABV on this, you know?
Okay. I'm going to hide it from you real
quick.
Uh-oh. I want you guys to guess.
Wow, okay.
All right. All right. I'm playing it with a home brew.
We just got handed our own game.
Right. Oh,
you guys
God.
Go first. I'll go last. Go ahead.
Well, now I got to pay attention.
I say it's 6-7.
Mm.
I'm going 6-7.
Damn it.
that's what he wanted.
That was exactly going to be my guess. I'm saying he's hiding at 7-2.
I'm saying 7 even. 7-0.
675.
Oh,
damn. Half a percentage point.
I'm like bearded brewer status, man. Bro.
You just leveled up badges, mm-hmm. ABV badges.
Wow. I'm impressed.
Yeah, thanks everybody.
Yeah. Six row threw me off.
Yeah.
I was totally
you gotta
expecting.
Know your six row, bro.
I'm a two row guy, you know?
Well, yeah. Most, you know, most novices are two rows. It's all right. You'll get there.
I remember my first beer.
Yeah. So Matt, do you have a favorite style? We have two IPAs so far. Maybe it's IPA.
It's hard to. I don't have a favorite style. I wouldn't say a favorite style. I probably make IPAs and pale ales more than anything else. But I mean, I like a good stout too, and I don't know. I just kind of like drinking all sorts of type of beers. I don't really.
Do you have any different habits making beer styles than you like drinking? Is that pretty much with homebrewers? You pretty much make the style you like the most, or is there sometimes you make a different style more, but you actually buy a different style than you make?
Well, I hardly buy any beers. Most of the time, I'm spending all my money making beers, mm-hmm. so I don't get a really chance to... Not much budget to buy beers. But I would say that it's definitely pretty true that most people would want to make their favorite styles. It all kind of depends on your mindset. I mean, if I'm trying to nail down, a Belgian double or, you know, something like that, I'll probably brew it 4 or 5 times, take notes on it, and, go from there. But I definitely lean more toward the pales and the IPAs. I just love, and I love playing with new hops, too. Like, any of the New Zealand types or just any new ones that are coming out.
So you're like a hopster. Not a hipster, but a hopster.
Right. I'm the level above a hipster. I'm just right above a hopster.
One, take that level and make it one more.
Right. Make it one more.
But you know, you're not going to be a home brewer for much longer, right?
I'm hoping not. With all the great feedback I've been getting from these festivals, I'm hoping next year we're going to go ahead and try and open up a place and get everything running by next year. And we're going to go under the name. I know I've been under Vought Brewing for the last couple ones, but we're going to go with Fortiter Brewing. We're just kind of hiding the name a little bit until we got everything situated.
Oh, messed up,
you
man.
Just unhit it.
Well, I've already got the corporation
formed. Tens of people know about it now.
And I'm good for right now. I just,
They're buying domain names as they speak.
I hope you got that domain down, dude.
I have the domain down.
Get it in the next couple of days.
Before this goes down.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've been getting really great feedback on, you know, all the festivals. I know that we won People's Choice at the Old Town last weekend.
Wow.
We unseated Tech Ops, who had won it 3 years in a row ever since they started it. And then
their incumbents started it, huh? Somehow mysteriously kept winning.
Like, I'm not gonna say it was rigged, but it was rigged. And then we were at Shaver, and I believe Scotty was judging up there.
I didn't do that because I have like a man crush on you or anything. Okay. Yeah,
she just likes the woods.
I just thought that from what little I got of it before it tapped out, I thought it was the best beer there. But there were some really pretty good beers there as well. Although, to be fair, there was one from... Well, you guys probably... I don't know what you think of this brewery, but it's a brewery that their beers aren't really spectacular, but they had a bourbon barrel-aged something that...
Oh, then it was excellent.
It wasn't serving when I was going by because I was one of the judges, and by the time I went back around, oh, it's gone. And also, you got it working, and now it's gone. So, but I can't say if it was good or not. So, instead, Matt's. I'm not going to say who they are.
Okay.
I won't do it because it's not a If you can't say something nice, don't say nothing at all. But it's a brewery that I don't really think makes great beer. But that's all I'm going to say. But
everybody instantly knows who it is.
That could have been a great beer. It was tapped out by the.
Did they use an area code at any form?
No, it's not that brewery.
Oh, okay.
It's a different one. It's just one that I don't really. There's nothing wrong with them. It's just I'm not really impressed with anything they do. But anyway, I didn't get to try what apparently could have been a good beer. So they weren't even in the running. But I barely got to try Matt's up at Shaver Lake. It was a bourbon barrel aged something as well, right?
Right. It was a bourbon barrel aged imperial stout.
Yeah.
Nice.
And yeah, I just, out of all I tried, you know, most of the other ones were just commercial breweries that just brought their regular stuff. There was nothing really all that exciting or anything. So.
Good beer is just good beer, Sky B, okay?
I really liked that Aunt Sally. That
was good.
That one from Lagunitas. That was like my second best choice of all out of all of those. I really like that one.
That's a Heineken beer.
Yes, it's a Heineken hybrid.
Oh, hybrid.
It just doesn't have the green bottle.
Heineken's in a regular Heineken's bottle. Coming out with a lot of great beers right now.
Yeah, how are they doing that?
I don't know. Heinekeninas.
They're not even green bottles.
I know. I saw, and I don't know how long this has been happening, but it seems like it was the first time I see it. I saw a six pack of Rolling Rock in cans.
Good old Rolling Rock.
Oh, that's been happening for a while.
For a while? Yeah. Oh, I guess I haven't been looking at the big beer side.
Yeah, you haven't.
I was like, whoa, Rolling Rock in cans, but the whole point's the green bottle.
No, they got bought out a while back and had this whole like refresh, and suddenly they're everywhere and even cheaper than before.
Wow.
Cans, and yeah, it was weird.
Wow. Damn. Man, somebody gotta tell me these things about Rolling Rock. Come on. We'll be on here in the wind. By the way, everyone, we were totally kidding about that Wales thing.
Oh, totally.
We completely knew Wales is its own country.
We knew
up
that.
There in the tip of England, up there in the UK.
Western England.
Yeah, Western England. We totally know. We were just messing around.
Yeah, we're just having fun.
Come on. Like, we don't know where Wales is.
Yeah.
Or you don't know how to spell it.
No, yeah. Or spell it.
With
or
an
like, H. I mean, it's just a funny bit. We like to do bits, guys. Right, it's called a bit.
Keep up.
Yeah, sometime. Come on.
It was thoroughly entertaining.
Jeez.
Yeah, I was.
Thanks. You're welcome. We worked on that bit a while.
Oh yeah.
We're like, all right, we're gonna look real stupid, but it's gonna be funny.
Mike pinned it all.
We're not
out.
Gonna know where Wales is.
We had
we're gonna
parts.
spell it like with an H. It's gonna be hilarious.
It's quite convincing.
Yeah. Thanks. We're good. We're getting pretty good at this acting stuff. So anytime we do something stupid, that's a bit.
Yep. 1000%.
We meant to be stupid. Okay. Just so
we,
you know.
We mean to get the information wrong.
Well, was there some culture stuff happening that we need to talk about?
Cool.
Are we involved in the culture now?
We're culturing. We are the culture.
All right. Good.
We are the
culture club.
Future of.
I know you have some LA stuff to talk about, but
ghosts.
That's going to be in Bangkok.
Future of ghosts, present, pasts. We get to hate Visalia now even more. We already hate Bakersfield. Now we can hate Visalia because they're getting their own barrel house tap room.
What? I didn't know this.
Yes.
Wow. You mentioned in our tailgate, like, you know, a barrel house. I'm like, I don't know. What are they going to come out with a new beer?
They are apparently the brewers or co-owners are locally sourced. They're South Valleyans.
Mm-hmm. I thought they were
and
like
so they're
Camford
bringing it home.
Or Lemoore.
Yeah, Lemoore. And so they're bringing it home. I guess they had ties to Visalia growing up, and so now they're opening their third location. One is in Paso, second's in San Luis.
Oh.
It's the speakeasy style.
Oh,
barbershop.
See, I didn't know
cover.
About the San Luis one.
Oh, Jesus, Mike.
Come on, man.
Don't you ever listen to the show.
Nah, once in a while.
Okay.
I listen like three times a week. God.
And so now
not
they're going to put one
enough.
In on Main Street, downtown Visalia. They're going into an old antique. Wow. Speaking of antique shops and beer,
right?
They're going into an old antique
Whoa.
Shop.
Now, is Visalia? Visalia is inviting like breweries and things to open
yeah,
up.
Yeah, apparently they
right?
want to create a
culture,
a hub. a destination.
They're going to be competing against Brubakers.
Poor Brubakers.
Brubakers is still there, right?
Yeah. Okay. But, you know, they're Brew Pub.
Oh, yeah. Brew Pub. I looked out on you.
No, I bet Brubakers will step it up once all this happens. Uh-huh. They want to make a cultural beer hub in Visalia downtown.
I love Brew Hub.
A brewery. Brew hubs. Brewery. Brew
Hubs. Hey, man, I love Brew Hubs.
Brew Hubs are cool, too.
Brew Hubs.
Woo! Brew Hub!
That's going to be me at the end of the bar when that thing's all happening. Once in a while, you just hear, woo, woo, huh. There was a guy at the Silver Dollar Hop Row we used to go to all the time, and there was a regular there that would sit at the end of the bar, you know, by the door to the patio. You know that door, if anyone knows the Silver Dollar Hop Row, remembers it at all? No? All right, never mind.
Nothing. We got nothing.
And he was there. He was there. Oh, and now I'm getting the mat, Mike. He was there every night, I'm pretty sure. And he would just, damn it, once. So check. Microphone check.
Buzz.
All right. And he would, every once in a while, he would just randomly just go, get ripped!
Awesome.
Just random.
Scotty, was that you?
Was that you, Scotty B?
Was that your hangout back in the day?
That sounds like something I might have said when I was younger. Let's get ripped.
Scotty's vodka days. Back before he found beer.
Check. All right. Everyone, bear with me.
He sounds like he was having fun.
He was having fun.
He was not
Bell's,
very angry.
Bell's listening knows exactly who that is. So, nice. Wow. Visalia, huh?
Yeah.
So now I can go to Visalia. So now,
first pita kebab, now I don't barrel have to house. Go to
the coast anymore.
There you go.
Check. Son of a bitch. What else, Nick?
Culture-wise?
Yeah.
Full Circle is now open. They're not completely online. They had about 3 beers on last week, and they're quickly, as quick as they can, bringing more beers on. They had their first experimental IPA on, and they were offering
experimental.
It for a reduced price to make sure everybody would try it.
Reduced, huh?
Reduced.
Wow, that's not something that happens in craft beer. You reduce a price on something.
Is that for the opening day, like that Thursday?
Uh-huh.
Well, that was a really good IPA, but
it was.
They were only giving you half.
8-ounce pours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thus the reduced price.
Okay, true.
Which makes sense. But they didn't have a lot of it, but it was really good.
I was
impressed by it.
They were actually, that night they opened, they were brewing the full-scale version of that. So that should be coming up pretty soon.
I was there before they opened when he was he was transferring from mash tun to kettle. Yeah.
Nice.
I was in it.
Yeah.
I was up in the mix behind the scenes. I didn't really do anything to help or anything. I was just wandering around.
Nice.
Catching Pokemon.
That's a hot Pokestop.
It's a hot Pokestop right there.
Pretty much what I did, because I was there for the Cluster Fuggles, and he was just trying to adjust the grain mill, and I was there for about 2 hours just...
At that Pokestop, right? You play Pokemon, right?
I haven't played it in a while.
Oh, yeah. After you got to level 100, you just like gave up.
I think I got to 24, and I kind of got burned out, and then I haven't really been playing it since.
That's a Pokemon tangent.
Is that a first?
I think so. Damn it.
Wow.
What's happening? What is this?
So
is this
new mead to me? And this we're mead. About to guess.
All right.
You guys got to guess the ABV.
We just went away for a while.
Yeah, we don't know what happened.
We know what happened. We came back. We're on a different board.
My glass is empty.
So
now.
I don't know how this is going to be.
Getting thirsty.
We're thirsty. I'm sure we're all thirsty. What is this? What is this I'm having? I missed out.
It's a mead.
I was doing Matt's work.
See what happens when he takes the night off.
Yep.
It's a standard mead. It is a sparkling mead. It is highly carbonated.
What happens to
it's
this?
Semi-sweet.
If I put on the sonic foamer, what happens to a mead?
Let's find out.
Oh my God! What if I die?
You'll be fine.
That's the end of the show.
Killed by mead.
You'll be fine.
Local man killed by mead. Story at 11. Huh? What did she just say? What did she say? A local man was killed by mead? I gotta watch. I just sonic foamed a mead. Nice. It pretty much did nothing. It was like...
Well, meads don't really have head anyway. They have carbonation, but...
There was some bubbles, and then that was it.
Yeah.
All right.
So you guys got to guess the ABV. I already know it.
14.
I'm going to go with 12.
Whoa. Well, now I regret my decision.
So remember, you can't go over. You got to get as close as you can, but not go over, right? That's right. The rules.
Price is right rules.
We invented it, Scotty B. You
I'm just verifying it.
What? There else, bro? Just so you know, Wales, it's its own country, Scotty.
Yeah. Right, if was, also.
Wasn't sure.
Just want to let you know.
Well, it's good that they give those aquatic animals their own country.
Right. Impressed yeah. By. I mean, they mm-hmm. are.
But what
they
happens
are majestic.
When they migrate?
Well, you know what?
International waters.
They pull the shades and lock the house up and they're gone for a while.
Everybody leaves their house every day and comes back to their house. It's still their house.
Yep. That's right.
That's a good point.
Save the whales, bro. what do you guess, Mikey?
Why is that not their slogan?
What do you guess for the ABV?
I'm going with 8.
So you're 8. You're 14.
Oh, I'm wow. 12. I'm
you're
12? Way under. Uh-oh.
I've so
way
the under. Closest without going over is Matt.
Damn.
Whoa.
The closest with the actual closest, though, is Nick.
Yes.
But he went over.
I win.
So yeah. He loses.
I lose. So I win.
You know what it is?
You stay 13. Down the road.
13.5. 13.9. 99.979.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Can you pass that this way? I wanted to have some more time. Mm-hmm.
Lawnmower mead.
Oh, likes having his own stuff, eh?
This is lawnmower mead, if you're wondering.
Okay. If you want to be passed out while the lawnmower's still going, then yeah.
You know, the real good meads get up 20%. Session mead.
Jesus! It happens
to number two.
Man.
You saw it. I wasn't touching it. Okay.
See, if you're listening, Bearded Brewer, this is what happens when you're not here, man. It just implodes.
Hold back.
The way it's positioned now, there's no way in hell that should fall, right?
That's maybe.
In theory,
we should consult the physics machine.
I wasn't touching that.
Consult your local.
We have a gravity anomaly here. We have gravity here, so it's just watch
we
out.
Have it.
Watch out.
It's an anomaly, as in we
watch. Yeah, as in it's here and it exists.
Well, that was the last beverage I brought, so I'm done.
Woo! Yeah. It's got to be out.
I still got 4 more.
What do we do now?
What do we do now?
So we could cleanse the palates with a goes.
Well,
damn time.
Let's goes with that.
And I know how much you guys love goes puns.
We do.
So would you like to hear what I called this one?
I don't know what you're talking about, sir. We've never made a goes pun in our life.
Oh, boy. Denial.
Well, here we go.
So I named this one goes in you.
Goes in you.
Whoa, because it goes in you. It sounds almost sexual.
I just gave you my point.
It might be a little sexual, depending on how you want to put the goes in you.
Yeah, because food goes in you, right? That's not necessarily sexual.
Right. Well, beer goes in you, but depending on what movie you're watching. If you're watching Jackass, then sometimes that might be considered.
Oxygen goes in you too, right?
Oh, right. And nitrogen.
All kinds of stuff goes in you.
Right.
So why not?
So this goes is...
Chili cheese fries.
I used Himalayan sea salt, which is the pink sea salt.
I see that.
And I dry hopped it with Wakatoo, which gives it a lime flavor, a little bit of a lime flavor.
I'm getting that. I got the lime.
Needs more six row.
I will make that note.
Wow, very tasty.
So,
I like...
You must guess the ABV, too.
Oh, damn it.
It's very crisp. Very clean.
I think it's got to be like 4.8.
Tastes like it might be good for me, too. Is there like vitamins and stuff? Well, I know the Himalayan sea salt is like good for you, right?
Supposedly. It's from Himalaya, so, you know.
It's pink.
It's pink, yeah.
Gotta be good.
It's gotta be good for you.
Himalayas. 4.3.
You want me to guess now?
If you want to. It's up to you.
I do. 4.4.
Mikey, what was your one?
4.8. I think I said 4.8.
Scotty wins.
Damn it, Scotty.
4.5.
Ooh. Damn it.
I beat what a you. Jerk. What a jerk.
That was funny.
It's my only gripe about Gozas. They're very low in alcohol.
Damn low in alcohol Gozas. Well, let's...
I like this one, though.
It is, man. This lime, is different, though. I think it's the lime that's making it, like, different. Like, I've never had experienced it before.
Yeah, it was...
I like it. It's very crisp and fresh.
It's lime-like goes notes. With the sourness. It's not real lime. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was one comment in the craft beer crawl where I think one of, like, Brian... I can't remember his last name. He's really big into buying craft beer and going all over the place. And he thought there was lime in it for sure. And when I told him it was just the hops, he was pretty, you know.
You like, said you're full of shit.
Yeah, pretty much. I didn't want to.
You're a liar. Myself,
you lie.
This guy's a liar.
No, it was pretty well. It kind of got mixed reactions. Some of the people called it a goose when they came up. They're like, yeah, I'll try the goose. And I'm
like, that's a different booth.
And they didn't really expect it to be tart, you know. Mm-hmm. So, but a lot of people liked it a lot, so it was good. I liked it a lot. It was just kind of that perfect balance of the salt and the tartness and that Wakatoo coming through a little bit gives it a little bit of flavor.
I think that will play well with a lot of people. You're skirting the lines of the margarita, but not going full on fake lime juice flavor. Lime-rita.
I try and stay away from the fake flavors.
Yes. Thank you.
It's goose stuff.
It's goose stuff.
And it also goes in you.
It will.
It did.
It did.
It just did. It went in me.
Before we get to voicemails, we have a
voicemail. Whoa! Email. Hey, perfect pour!
Holy shit!
I'm driving! That's Scotty B. It's Ed from Wales.
Oh, no!
Oh, no!
Listening to oh, no. We're in trouble.
And I was... The cheers. That's the most cheers I've ever had for anything.
I can't
ever.
Believe that.
Not that I've done much, but yeah. Thanks for the cheers, and thanks for the show.
I hope you enjoyed our bit.
Yeah, it's the Wales that's on the side of England. There's no H in it.
I know, we know.
Anyway, keep up the great work. Speak to you soon.
He was very kind to
that
us.
That was way too kind. Yeah.
We could have got hammered right there.
That was awesome.
I mean, yeah, if you didn't get that we're totally doing a bit, then you would think like, oh, these guys are stupid. But Ed got that we're doing a bit, see?
But you're totally not. No. Stupid.
No.
We're very knowledgeable individuals with Google right at our fingertips at all times. So if we don't know something.
Even looking at Google, we're still just like, I still don't know what's happening.
Right.
This is not right. Google's got this wrong.
Hello, Google.
Hey.
You're wrong.
You got the Wales thing messed up.
You're wrong.
Your cars are fucking up.
If you still don't know what we're talking about, just listen to the end of the last week's episode.
Wow.
And, you know, 166.
That is amazing.
Well, cheers to Ed for being our newest.
Ed Colin Moore.
Our golden god, so. Yeah, tell call
us,
him more.
Tell us what
that beers. Might. No, I think have we gotten a call from. I know we haven't gotten a call from the UK. Australia, I'm not saying if we've gotten an international call before on the voicemail line.
Don't we have that was an email.
It'll probably be really expensive to go.
Yeah. See, if you're across the pond, you cross the pond, you want to call the show. Just email us.
They can listen to you from anywhere, right? It's
download email your podcast
anywhere in the world.
It is down. I'm not sure about Mars, but I would think. I don't know what kind of internet. I think there are still 56K over
Mars. What about the moon?
it'll take a whole night. You'd have to start downloading it, and 2 days later you get it.
Damn. Sucks to live on the moon.
I know, man. They got to get some better internet up there. So was there any culture things you wanted to seal off before
we wrapped it up?
Before we get to all the voicemails of the voicemailers.
This week's lesson is we hate Visalia now.
Hatred. replace our old board, and we hate Visalia because they're such bastards.
Somebody sounds jelly.
Serious.
It's okay.
Pita kebab, planing mill.
Well, I mean, we'll be getting a pita kebab here soon. So.
Pita kebab, Pendragon kebab.
November?
When's that opening up?
Have you heard? Have you heard something?
Someday. Soon.
Are you spreading rumors?
In the industry?
Would you like to spread a rumor?
Do not quote me. I have no idea.
Please spread rumors. Light fires. Goza's good.
It goes good.
It goes good in you. Goes a good with my...
Oh, shit. Wrong voicemail. Sorry, everyone. I am just off this week, man.
Not the intro.
Yeah, dude. Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me your driving? 559-492-0542 is the voicemail line of the perfect pour. Pew, 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 pew. Beedie, pew. We like it. If you're driving out there, we just love it when you call in. But as long as you're being safe, not when you're driving. Yes. Actually, just don't. Only Scotty be skilled enough to call us while he's driving.
Free, man.
While he's driving.
Headsets.
Perfectly legal. The CHP.
That should be part of our swag. We should have hands-free
headsets available. Oh, that's purchase. You're just coming up with some stuff up. There.
Hands up.
Hands up, driving.
Oh my gosh! Well, it's coming. Don't worry. We're having slow internet. We're having like Mars internet service for our voicemail right now, and it's the wheel of death. So how you guys doing? You guys all right? Everyone's okay still?
Yeah, great.
Everyone's got enough
beer. Technical issues today, huh? Technical.
Yeah. It's a hellscape right now.
No, I think it's because I'm here. Spring of bad luck.
No.
Are you secretly Magneto? Or are you projecting a?
I plead the fifth on that answer.
are you casting frequency interference upon our podcast?
My beer might be.
Nice. Is one of those made with iron?
Once again, I plead the fifth on that. I'm not gonna.
I'm working on it. We're gonna get there. Do we need another beer for these voicemails?
Let's do another
beer. I think you should open up another one of those.
Jeep. Okay.
When in doubt, open a beer.
Does anyone want to finish off the rest of the goes? Or?
I thought we finished that.
There's a little bit left.
Gave it to Mikey. Where it goes? He's very...
Where it goes.
Where it goes. He's preoccupied fixing
things. Where it goes.
He's pre-micified.
Pre-micified.
That was dumb.
Yeah, don't do
Come
that.
Come on, man. So get smarter.
Nick's really going to like this because this is the Brew United Stout, and it's used with all-natural six-row.
Six-row again.
Is it really?
Yeah. It's the same concept.
That's the base malt. It has to be six.
And it has to be 20% six-row. Wow. So I used the bare minimum of 20%.
I don't know.
Oh. It's black, and it's got a big, dark head.
Perfect
What's
Lumber Jose?
What's up, Lumber?
Just wanted to call in. Super late on the 2 weeks old now bottle share etiquette. I would say rule one,
right on time.
Late. Like I am, I'm late. I suck. Rule two, I don't think this got mentioned by anyone, but me personally, I don't like bringing like super rare shit to bottle shares.
Oh.
Like, if I'm gonna be the person that's like, hey, this is only for like a handful of people, then that's not cool. Like, I like to bring beer that everyone can enjoy without me feeling bad about like wasting my money. The smart thing to do. And you know, you never know, like, some people get real defensive at their bottle shares, like, whoa man, this is like my super well, it's only for best friends.
Then don't bring it.
Even if you're just bringing like
who would do that?
Garbage crap that can be found at the supermarket, that's cool, but you better be willing to like talk with us about it and shit like that. But that's how the bottle shares around here go for the most part. Well, that's one of two. I'll probably be calling back later with more.
Nice.
All right.
No, you bring it,
Jose,
you share
in Georgia.
It. If you're not willing to share with everybody there, then don't fucking bring it. Oh, I cussed. Sorry.
Wow.
Whoa, Scott.
But yeah, well, what do you think about him, you know, not bringing his ultimate whales to a bottle share?
Well, like which is good. If you're not willing to share it with 20 people, then don't bring it.
Right.
I mean, he has a point.
Don't be going.
Don't be that douchebag that.
I've been saving that for a long time.
But not you. I don't know you. Fuck that. Yeah. No, don't. You don't come to a bottle share with something that you're not willing to share with every person there.
Just being a striptease at that point.
Being a douchebag at that point. That's fucking bullshit.
The old striptease.
So, you know what my remedy is for bottle shares? I just brew the beer and bring it. I make the pretty much the rarest beer you can get, right? Nobody's going to bring that beer.
I'm going to guarantee there's no other bottle share sharing that beer.
Guys, can you hear me? I'm shipping!
Yeah!
Love it, Jose.
Yeah.
I just left USPS. But don't tell anybody, because
That's federal offense. It's all right.
He's shipping flaked corn.
There should be some stuff coming your way.
Flaked corn.
I'm very intrigued. I hope it arrives safely and in one piece.
That's danger.
Highlights of the package include some pre-buyout Terrapin Brewing Company.
Ooh, pre-buyout. All right.
We better see datage on the IPA label.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be European style for you guys, which means not hoppy. But maybe not. I don't know.
East Coast.
And then I also sent you some Unknown Brewing Company.
Ooh, Unknown.
It's their red IPA, I believe.
I don't remember. Hideous.
There's a lot of beer.
It sounds hideous.
And I also sent you, I previewed it on my Untapped, if you were paying attention.
Oh, yeah.
Comfort Bebo Pilsner.
I did. I saw that.
My wife was at a conference in Atlanta and found some for you guys and for myself.
What a great wife.
It was quite good. I look forward to hearing your thoughts on it as well. Have a good one, guys. Keep up the great work.
And I'm driving.
He finished it. Did not leave us
Lumber
hanging.
Jose. Well, we won't be having numbers this week, but I'm thinking next week. There's something to look out for, some Lumber Jose beer.
Perfect Four, James of Bakersfield.
Big game.
Currently not in Bakersfield. I'm sitting in Fort Collins, Colorado.
What?
On Thursday the 15th.
He made a left at Albuquerque.
Got out of the new Belgium planning for 2017 yesterday, which is always a really good time. Got to hang out with Rad Stacy for a while.
Whoa!
Rad Stacy.
Enjoyed some good beers. Good presentation, and going to the mothership in Fort Collins is always a great experience. So today,
I'm New Belgium reps
town a little bit. My plane doesn't fly out for quite a bit, and I'm going to go hit up Funkworks in Odell in a couple of minutes at damn near 10 o'clock, I think. But anyways, ran into a store, Mulberry Mass.
Walk into a store. Don't run into
kind of BevMo set up. I had never.
I run into my bottle shops. I just run in there.
But anyway, maybe the best laid out large liquor beer store I've ever
Two roll. Base beers.
everything was cold storage that needed to be.
Get wrecked.
And everything that was okay to be on the shelves was on the shelves, which was really nice to see. And all the big domestic packaging, like 36 packs, 18s, 20s, things like that, was all in a cold cave where it wasn't taking up shelf space, which was really cool. So all the beer there looks really fresh. All the dates that I looked at of anything I purchased was really fresh. And just looks to be like a really awesome, big craft beer type store that is laid out and ran the right way. So if you guys ever run into one of those, I don't know if they're a chain or not, or it's Fort Collins only, but great, great store to go in with a great selection. Anyways, haven't called in a while. You guys are doing great. The last couple of shows have been fun. I saved the last episode for the plane ride home today.
Nice.
So, anyways, cheers, guys. Keep up the good work. Later.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Down. He's doing it right.
Thank you,
banking
James.
Episodes for bank, travel
travel
purposes.
Travel episodes.
Yeah. Do you guys want to try and guess the ABV of the stout?
Ooh, stout guess.
Oh, yeah, we didn't do the ABV guess on this last one. We're slipping.
Do you, as a listener, like the ABV game?
I do.
I
because
love that
I
game.
Play along.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I play along.
Because I'm not sold on it.
What?
I'm just gauging. Everyone does seem to like it, though. So it's.
Dude, that's an
I'm
awesome
not even
game.
Drinking the beer, and I play along.
It's got to be 6-2.
I was just hoping that you guys wouldn't make me play it much because I'm going to be all cutthroat prices, right? And I'll be like, what's the lowest? Yeah. 1%
well,
that, above
yeah,
that.
That's uh-huh. the way it goes, man. That's like the way it goes.
Like what I did to Nick.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got you, Nick.
missed it by that much.
Son. I'm gonna say this feels low to
Can
me.
I have a little
I'm gonna
more?
Say,
yeah.
I'm gonna say it's 5.9.
What is this again?
It's an American stout. Just a regular American stout.
Real America.
America. Is there a tad bit?
Yeah, there's a little bit left.
Perfect. The smokiness is throwing me, so I think it's lower than it actually is. What did anybody guess? 5.9.
Yeah, that was me, bro.
Okay,
I'm tempted to look at the Damn style it. Guidelines. To I won't do it though. I won't do it. I think I know what the American Stout style guideline. And I have a feeling you put it within those guidelines. Call it a hunch.
You're a guideline guy.
I try to put it between the guidelines.
Matt's a guideline
times.
Guy.
I'll guess first since I screwed you over.
Oh, really?
Okay. So I'll guess first. And okay. I'm
we already guessed over here, Skyby. Yeah.
You they already did. Guessed?
Yeah, let me let you did. Pretend you're guessing but first.
Since yeah. you didn't hear it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Guess first.
Oh, yeah, Scotty.
Have I been like zoning out in my own little world?
Yeah. Know.
Okay, what was your guesses? Now, since you went first, I'll just like.
Oh, what's your right
I said 5.9, or at least I think I did.
And Nick said 5.8.
I'm going 5.8.
Okay.
To just undercut Mikey by
1.5.
5.5.
6.0.
Oh, boom!
Woo. You boo, son boo, of boo, a boo. Bitch.
You son of a bitch.
I'm going.
I hate you.
I'm going to turn my dogs loose on you.
Don't do it. I know I deal with
I'm
dogs.
I'm going to turn
though.
Your
guys, can you hear me?
What the hell?
That voice sounds familiar.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Last week's show.
Yeah. The yeah, weird music.
It was a song playing. You could barely make out that there was any song. Mm-hmm. The audio was so
Songs.
Shitty.
Was it Megadeth?
See, I need Shit. To, like, get Paul's system or something. Because, damn, I couldn't even make out that was a song playing. But the song that was playing is named after the same beer I was drinking. It was Typo Negative's cover of Summer Breeze.
Wow. They did a cover of Summer Breeze?
You know the song Summer Breeze?
Yeah.
That's what was going on there. I was just feeling pretty groovy. Listening to Summer Breeze, drinking Summer Breeze, feeling a Summer Breeze.
This guy's a great guy.
That's all that was. Last time I tried to... have music on a voicemail. Fuck that. Apparently that don't work.
Selena anyway, Gomez came in pretty good, all. Though.
Yep. You don't want it to. That shit comes in real good.
God.
Diving deep, deep, perfect poor reference.
Oh, jeez.
Man.
When Scotty B doesn't want you to hear right. what he's listening to, we hear just fine. We're like, oh, damn, Scotty B's listening to Selena Gomez.
He rolls down the windows.
When he accidentally calls us, but dials us with the Selena Gomez, it's like, ah. But when he wants us to hear the song, we're like, what the fuck are they doing?
What the hell is that noise? Yeah, it sounded like a bunch of freaking noise.
thanks for calling, Scotty B.
Oh, there's another one coming.
Oh,
it's
oh,
embarrassing.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Guys!
Here we go.
Wow.
Next we can hear you.
This is awful.
Scotty B and Scario.
Scotty B!
Oh,
I'm listening.
Scotty B!
Yes? What do you want?
I want to know what we decided to bring.
I brought the meat.
What I was thinking about.
Oh, good job.
So how did it really turn out? What did we actually bring to this show?
The IP.
I'll give you a minute to respond.
Okay, thanks, motherfucker. Okay, so I the IPA did not make it. No, it's not ready yet.
Aww.
The meat and the cider.
So stupid. I want to try something, Scotty B.
No, let's not do this.
You want to have some fun, Scotty B?
No, I don't, because it was fucking stupid.
All right, so this probably isn't going to work.
Hey, respect the voicemailer, Scotty. Let him talk.
Let him finish.
This is not going to work.
Fall, make a fool of myself. That's okay.
Yeah, we are. That's what's going to happen.
We've been practicing.
Make a fool of myself.
All right, here we go. Are you ready? One, two, three.
Perfect pour.
Perfect pour.
Perfect pour. Perfect pour.
Oh, man, that was awful.
Yes, it was.
Thanks, Scotty B. I'm sorry about our guest this week, Scotty B. He's being kind of rude to you. I'm sorry. But.
That went as well as I thought it would.
Pretty sure that's never been done.
I tried to do a duet with myself.
Right.
Wow. We get what you're trying to do. Yeah, everyone's tried that, Scotty B.
All right.
Is that what I say when the wife walks in? What? Oh my God! I'm doing a duet with myself, honey. Oh, okay, that's all right. Thanks.
Who doesn't do that, right?
Everybody tries it.
The only people that don't are liars.
Uh-huh. All right.
Two kinds of people, well, huh?
Is that all the Scotty B we're gonna hear?
Yep, that's
week?
The last one. I follow the rules.
What are they? Perfect portrait in your head.
Oh, to your beer.
Been drinking. Orale, also, I've been thinking a lot. Orale, check it out. Eh? Muse with Centennial. Fucking delicious. Concentration by Russian River. Delightful. Orale, check it out. Eh? Birgit Flat White by Mickler. Some of you guys say McKellar. Some Which of you guys one? Say Mickler. I'm going to say Mickler. Eh?
Anyway, McKellar.
Look for it, Holmes.
Hey, just so you know, Wales, it's its own country in the UK. Just so you know.
Came home from work. I mean, I came home from being in the, hanging on the streets. I said, fucking delicious. That shit was so proper and good. And I had a Bimbo by Creature Comfort. Hey, thank you, Lumberjack Jose Holmes. That shit was a delicious bill there. I'll tell you about the other ones you sent me. Later on, Rose, because, you know, honestly, I had this beer. I'm sorry, guys. I'm kind of like chewing gum and eating at the same time.
What?
Beer the Brewer asked me about
what the hell is happening?
So check it out. Beer the Brewer. Guess what I'm doing right now, eh? What a live.
You see, you can't guess.
I'm drinking. Guess what I'm drinking, eh?
Oh, no.
I'm drinking Graveyard's Pale Ale by Pizza Port Limited.
You guys are nerding out about that right now.
And I bought a six pack, and that's how I found my Pliny Holmes. It was like the Pliny was like, give me to some fucking Budweiser Micheladas and shit. But nice. Anyways, I picked up a six or eight. This shit is so fucking good that I should have picked up more, Holmes.
So if you're hearing me now and you know this shit's out there, don't pick up one sixer. Take two
pick
or three.
Pick up a sixer.
Now they fucking plenty to put a limit to one bottle on. Take as much as you want. This shit is a delicious pale ale. And I'm drinking it right now as I'm fucking grilling some pork steaks and some fucking squash steak. And another thing, hey, here's a quick question to you guys. Mm-hmm. This Friday, Holmes, I'm like smoking 8 pork butts for my company picnic. I mean, my gang meeting, Holmes. And hook me up. Let me know. What's a good sessional beer to drink for fucking 18 hours, Holmes? I think it'll be up. Damn. 18 hours fucking smoking. And maybe taking a little siesta, Holmes. But what's a good beer to drink while smoking some fucking meat for 18 hours, Holmes? That's about it. I'll call you back later. Nick, what do you think? Graveyard, Holmes. That shit's good, right? What are you?
Me? I'll call you guys back later. Me?
He's switching now.
Does he know who he's talking to?
18 hours of smoking butts. What would be good to drink during
Orderville?
A Berliner Weiss.
That's an all-nighter.
I'm going Orderville.
Orderville? Is Orderville's ABV?
It's like 5.3, 5.6, somewhere in there. It says sessionable right on the
screen. It says it is. I'd probably go with the XBA, just locally.
Lame.
Tioga's XBA, but...
This is what I would do. And this might not seem appropriate for smoking butts. But I would get a 12-pack of Bass Ale and a 12-pack of Guinness on Nitro, because you can get the Guinness in the can, or Murphy's Irish Stout in the Nitro. And I would make me some Black and Tans while I'm smoking butts.
Wow.
Huh? Black and Tans while smoking butts. That's my suggestion. That's low ABV. Both of those are low ABV.
That's not a bad idea.
It's fun making yourself some Black and Tans.
Whoa!
I love gold.
It's getting rammy.
Well, he's talking about Graveyard. This is my last Graveyard.
Oh, I've never had that.
Oh, good.
You'll never will.
Never will. I hope it gets around to you.
Notice he said this is my last Graveyard.
This is pizza. This is a big looking out for beer, and it came to town. Pizza Port's Graveyard Pale Ale Limited Release. Limited.
But this is a
going
bottle
left
share.
To right of your podcast now. Yeah, it's a bottle share. Share. And only, you're only very welcome. Even though you're some random guy that came in, you're still very welcome to have this, sir.
Thank you.
Guy that harmonizes with voicemailers.
I'd go with Born Again Yesterday from Lagunitas if I was going to be going 18 hours.
What about that?
I don't like
that
Heineken
12
beer.
Pass Never or whatever that one is. That's like a session hoppy beer too, right? From Lagunitas.
Huh?
Is it called 12 Pass Never? What's that thing called?
I'm not sure.
Half Past Your Mother.
It'd either be that or Drake's Kickback.
Graveyard. Have you had the Graveyard, Nick?
No, I haven't.
Oh, good. Oh,
wow. This is a first. It's
really good.
Oh, I'm checking in with Untappd now. Pardon me.
New beer.
What's your Untappd handle?
Oh, it's Mr. Bibliss. You've asked me that before. And
I didn't know.
I thought it was just me, like my name, which it could be. But it is, I'm going to pull it up right now. I believe it's Mr. M-R-B-I-B-L-E-S-S. Mr. Bibliss.
All right.
What is that?
What is that from? What does that mean?
Yeah.
It's a story for another time.
That's for this graveyard.
It deserves a proper goal.
Think of this graveyard, man.
Wow. So this is the what all the kids are...
The infamous graveyard now.
The kids are selling this out the back door at high school? Is that...
Skunky Denky, right? Is it?
Skunky Denky? Shouldn't it be in a green bottle then?
I get a lot of dank.
Graveyard with mango.
Especially on the nose.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there it is. Graveyard Pale Ale, right? That's what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a pale. Well, yeah, I think
you were expecting too much from it.
I was expecting too much.
It's kind of tropical smelling.
Yeah.
It's going to be a triple.
Like mango.
Like
you ever have mango?
When the fruit just starts going a little bit.
Yeah, a little like ripe mango.
Overripe fruit. Mango.
Mango. Or as white people say, mango.
Mango.
Perfect four. Hey, guys. Florida Steve. Long time no talk. Haven't called you guys in about a couple weeks. but that's all right. Had a bunch of beers over the last couple weeks, but really nothing of note. Some pumpkin stuff, some Oktoberfest stuff.
Yes.
But a couple of note. I've had a Dogfish Head Namaste, which was actually pretty good.
His voice went up way too high on that.
Pretty clean.
I don't believe it.
Definitely something I could drink in hot Florida weather right now.
It's what was that? Your voice went up. You're lying.
The last couple weeks, it's just been just gross. Ugh. And then another one of note, I just had actually the other night, me and the wife went out to see a movie, and we stopped at a burger place called Shula Burger. And they had some saltwater brewery, saltwater brewings, South End Session Pale Ale. I guess it's something that they did just for a limited time. It was out of production. It's out of production now, but Shula Burger had a keg on tap, and I had it, and I didn't expect what I tasted. Very little hot bitterness, like you would think from a pale ale, even just a little bit. This sucker was fruity as all hell. I mean, just fruity notes everywhere. I would have thought like they put like tropical fruits in this thing. Anyway, it was actually pretty good. Drank it and enjoyed it. I wish we had time for me to have another one, but we had to go off and
there's never enough time. Movie.
But really, that's it. Nothing really of note. I just wanted to let you guys know. I'm sure Nick and Matt don't really know that I am involved with the Fantasy Football League. And I figured they might get a kick out of the name of my team.
Go for it. What is it?
Because I have such a fondness of bells.
Uh-oh.
The first time that I sent you guys beer, I named my team Bells You Suck. Well, I named my team after you, buddy, and you suck. All right?
Oh, all right,
guys.
Man.
I'm all out of material. I'll talk to you guys later. Keep up the good work, boys. Keep up
the good work.
Bells is after you, bro. Uh-oh. You're in trouble, man. Luckily, Steve, you're in Florida, and Bells doesn't want to go near Florida anymore.
That's right.
He went one time, and that was enough for him. So I think you're safe for now.
Perfect pour. It is Eddie Martin. Given the Indy Beer Fantasy Football League.
Oh, that's right.
Two.
Yes, here we go. Here's your fantasy football update, guys. Again.
Roger from American Dad is here, so take it away, Roger.
Just want to go to the bathroom?
Yay!
You watch American Dad? It's Roger the alien.
You know, Eddie, you said I would be talking fantasy with a lot of boys involved. This isn't exactly what I had in mind, but anyway, here we go. Florida Steve got the win over Michael Learned, 116 to 113. Carson Palmer had 35. You know, I once knew a Jimmy Palmer. Met him in the bathroom at the TGI Fridays. He had a kind soul and a silky smooth set of buns. So Palmer had 35. And Steve rode him to victory. Oh, wow. Rode him. Nice. Tony Baggs lost to Corey barely, 105 to 104. Tough break for T-Bags, who got nothing out of Carlos Hyde this week. I guess that's what you get when you start a quarterback named Dak. Greg from San Diego, Beer Talk, lost to Mike Pratt, 121 to 104. Drew Brees didn't help him out. Mike had a combined 54 for Greg Olsen and Travis Benjamin, who was also an alien, by the way. Travis H. beat Eddie in the taco party. Taco party. 108 to 101. Even with Stephon Diggs getting Eddie 24, he couldn't overcome disappointing days from Antonio Brown and Andrew Luck. No twerking this week from Antonio.
Really. You're following, right? It's got to be. You're on this
Eagles, I am entertained. Thomas Pritchard. That's all that matters.
To AP to injury, and Beagle was led by Cam 40 points. Hey, the guys from MC Beer Talk finally got a win. And finally, Monkey, way to go, big boy. You absolutely destroyed Chew Your Beer 110 to 58.
Yeah.
Chew Your Beer is
right.
You get it this clearly.
58.
Maybe you should spend less time talking about the podcast.
Chew Your Beer had a bad week.
I'm fantasy knowledge. And I'm actually talking about the fantasies I read about. Call me Chew. I'll give you my number.
No problem.
And that does it. Wow, what a weird week of football. So many injuries. So many sweaty men. I guess that's... I guess I could pull out my nurse outfit and assist some of these guys, if you know what I mean. Well, that does it for me. Keep up the good work, boys.
Thanks, Roger. There you go. There's your Indy Beer Championship Fantasy Football update.
Well, you know what? I'm not into sports ball at all, but I'm thinking of getting into it just so I could be mentioned by some celebrity. I am.
You need to get into it. You got to get in the fantasy league
just
next
for
year.
That would be my only reason.
Yeah.
Just so some celebrity, like, who knows who will be next?
I know. I know.
Was Ice-T
how can you keep it up for 16 weeks of different celebrities? I think you're going to have some repeat celebrities.
Who do you think the next one's going to be?
I don't know.
Hey, guys. It's Paul.
Uh-oh.
I'm totally bummed.
It's Paul.
I had a full, freshly opened bottle of Libertine ready to drink.
Uh-oh.
But I knocked it over.
Ooh. No.
Spilled.
No.
Didn't get to drink a drop of it.
No.
But that's not the worst of it. It spilled all over my collection of Twisted Sister albums. My Twisted Sister remixes.
Remixes.
My imports. My Live in Japan.
Oh, no.
Shit, man.
Damn it.
So no Libertine and no more Twisted Sister.
Oh, that's sad.
But I did score a six-pack of Graveyard's Pale
for
Pete's support. So I guess I'm doing all right.
That seems to be what
the
kids are at.
Hey, I just wanted to say, keep up the good work, guys.
Paul is not going to take it. Keep up the good work, guys. I wonder if his button on his lapel made it out all right. I want to say something to Paul.
Is that a Twisted Sister pin on your uniform?
You're old enough to remember that, aren't you, Mike?
I am,
too.
I watched the hell out of that video.
I was in junior high when that video
We're
came out.
We're not going to take it. You're worthless and weak.
You do nothing.
Nothing.
You are
nothing. You sit around here and play your old...
Sick, repulsive, electric twanger.
You're worthless and weak.
What do you want to do with your life?
I want to ride. I want to ride.
What's up, guys? It's Matt up in Tacoma now.
Yeah.
Tacoma.
Previously Texas.
It's 20th anniversary for Firestone Walker. Here. Stone and Victory. Cap takeovers, dude. Collabs. So,
collabs, bro.
2014. I'm on the Sour Monkey right now. I'm going to go for that Cicicato, man. I'm excited. I heard about it on some little podcast called The Perfect Pour.
Ooh.
Oh.
They have all the hot beers.
But, yeah, a lot of fun.
I like that Cicicato.
Good times. Oh, I called because I want to let everyone know GABF is going down. I'm totally going to be there. I went last year. It's the best
what?
Ever.
Oh, my gosh.
The pearly gates in heaven.
We're going to have representation.
You know, the odds of that, I take the unders. But if I get there and it's not GAVF, I would be disappointed. Very. Okay? So, here's the deal. We need a perfect pour meetup after GAVF. Because we're not amateurs. We still got business to do at the end of the day.
Right.
I'll be at a place called the Beer Liner. It's right across the street from the convention center. There's a big bus with beers right at the big front entrance. Across the street, we got a parking lot. There's going to be a lot of... It's kind of put on by a bunch of people from Texas down in Austin, but they get beers from all over Texas. On Friday night at 11 o'clock, 1,000 people shotgun beers together. We had 1,000 people last year shotgun beers. So one of the coolest photos I've ever been in.
Oh.
But with that being said, all the money and proceeds is $5 to get beers, and then it's $5 to the shotgun, and it's every night at GABF. It all goes to prostates, tell you that. The prostate thing, you know, where you go to the doctor and he does, you know, he loses
check the prostate.
Finger up.
Prostate
protection. Pints for
prostate. There, you know what I'm talking about?
That's when something else goes in.
Anyway,
for
prostate.
But that's what it's all for charity and all that beer is donated and it's tons of cool people. It's very fun. I hope everyone comes out. Perfect Pour. I want to see all your peeps out there. Get it on, all right? So, JVF.
There you go, meet up.
I'm at APT Brewer on Twitter. Need any more directions than that? I don't know what to do for you.
There we go.
All right, guys. Keep up the good work.
What was that?
Thanks, man. So there you go. I would freaking love that. A perfect poor listener meetup at GABF. Matt has laid down the spot on Friday night. So I know Jake from State Farm said he's going, right? Didn't he say he was going? I think he's going to go. We have some more people going, so there is a possibility. That would be awesome because we can't go. We got to know. Beardy Leroy said he would go and be a representative of the Perfect Pour. Nice. So there we go. We've got several Perfect Pour representatives going to GABF. You got to hook up. Look for the bus across the street. Just go and replay it. Write down all the information.
Hey, guys. Fontana Jim here.
Fontana.
Yes. I'm claiming credit for Turnaround Brown. Taking it all. All my credit.
Is he going to do it?
Is he going to do it? Anyways, tonight, I want to talk about something near and dear to my heart.
Shut the kid up.
Old beer. Specifically this week, Matt's Burning Roasteds. I remember really liking that beer when Stone put it out a couple years ago. And I went into my Total Wine, and wow, it was on the counter. On the shelf. On the warm shelf. Couldn't believe it. Wanted to revisit the beer, and then I looked at it, grabbed a bottle. Lo and behold, it had a bottle date of 2013.
Whoa.
So, my question is, does Stone purposely cellar this, or is this just something guy in Total Wine warehouse went, oh, look at this, I got a pallet of this beer, let's sell this, holy shit, I forgot about it. And then, another one, went to my local grocery store, and I found a new Luponic. I thought, hey, this is awesome,
three.
I haven't had Luponic 3. So I grab a six-pack of it, go to put it in my cart.
All right, see where this is
and
going.
And then I looked at it, it was a Luponic 1.
One, huh?
Acceptable. So, Bearded Brewer, I know it kind of touched on old beers a little while ago, but do you guys ever buy back beer? Do you ever take stale beer that might do your name some harm and get it back out of circulation? Anyways, keep up the good work, guys. Damn it.
Thanks.
Damn fine work.
Thanks.
I usually buy beer when it's half off. You know, if it's old and they put a half up.
I know there's
I'll buy that beer.
There's a Fig Tree will do that. There'll be something right now. I think it's the Steelhead, a pale or something. It's like $4 for the six pack.
MGA off the loop will do it too. If the IPAs are getting old, and I bought a couple IPAs and they're still good,
still beer.
Yeah,
there's
a chance.
There are some nights where I just appreciate that there's beer in there. It doesn't matter. So $5 for a six pack. I mean. When you get that lower price, then you're like, I understand it's going to be not fresh, but it's still beer.
You understand the risk.
Yeah. I'm like, I get it. All right. We're all on the same page. All right. The last voicemail of the week is...
Perfect Pour Podcast. This is the Bearded Brewer.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, fellas. I was not able to make it in this evening. Seems like... If Scotty B showed up, that he pulled his magic again. I was absent for the show that he was on.
What's going on there, Scotty B?
If not, if it's just the brother and the Mikey, yeah, you guys got it covered. Don't worry about me. We'll get things.
We have no industry knowledge.
Weekend, Oktoberfest for Tioga is tomorrow because this is recorded on Friday. So go to that, have fun, get the commemorative mug. Do all the fun things. Cheers, guys. Have some good brews. Thank you.
Did he say brews sad. On purpose?
I think so.
He did. Or did he not know? He just said
sad.
It natural.
He sounds sad. Well, is he nursing a broken heart? What's going on?
He strained his heart.
I want to hug him.
Aww.
He needs a hug.
Well, he's at that Oktoberfest. Hug him, give him a hug at Oktoberfest.
I just
Saturday
might.
At Tioga Skoy Brewing in downtown Fresno.
I just might.
You gonna be there, Scotty B?
Well, if I go, I'm gonna hug him. But I'm
if you can catch him,
I'm doing the home brew thing on the whole weekend. But that should finish up early in the afternoon, so I can.
Well, yeah, you're your own boss there, aren't you?
He is, but he also dropped a case, and so that that's gonna make it a little bit quicker.
Wasn't as many beers as you think, and I contacted them, and they're going to give me replacements. They have the option to give me replacements to replace.
So you're in charge of these competition beers for homebrewers at the Fresno Fair, and a case dropped? Like Gravity went out over Scotty B's arms? Yeah,
Gravity does that to me. But, okay, so last year when I organized it, we had a big wall full of nice shelved refrigerators. Now I have no shelves, and I have one refrigerator that's sharing with the wines and the jams and all the other shit that people enter at the fair. And everything has to
assholes.
Be put, everything has to be put in a damn box. So
jam
I sorted them into divisions. Look, put each division
assholes.
In a box, right? And
jam.
When I'm on my way, I pick it up off the counter, the bottom drops out. There's a song about that, right? And the bottom drops out. The bottom dropped out, and it sounded like somebody just shot a shotgun at a window. Boom! Glass breaking with a big boom.
Oh, then people start running?
No, but when I went to the lady that's in charge, she's like way on the other side of the building. So I'm like, you got a mop? She's like, oh, that was you.
She immediately knew the sound and like, she's oh, like, that was
I thought that was upstairs or somewhere else in the fairgrounds. Yeah, so it happened, but yeah. Everybody who had their beers broken by my clumsy ass has an option to submit replacements, though.
Oh, well.
I mean, I've done my best to contact them, and they'll be able to submit replacements. So it should be fine.
Should be
fine.
We'll see.
So that is peanut butter milk stout.
Ooh.
And used PB2 for that.
I love
for the
gold!
The peanut butter.
Tell us more about this PB2.
So, we got a Matt beer here.
So PB2 most of the time is used for like protein drinks where you can get a little bit of flavor in your protein, but it's a dried out peanut butter. So I added a pound of that into the boil, and it's not too overpowering. You just get a little bit of that peanut butter. And then you kind of get the roastiness.
Mm-hmm.
All I heard was this is a protein shake.
Yes.
I'm gaining.
It's good for me.
Right now.
Without 6-Row, though.
Well, that's all right. You got the protein. Make up for it. I could eat a bucket of fries right now and then have this, and everything equals up.
So it's a peanut butter stout, right?
It's a milk stout. I used a little bit of lactose in there. You just don't get it as much as you would with...
I'm sorry. What made you get into home brewing? We went from Pliny, immediately going to Pliny, to home brewing. Where did that happen?
That's actually a funny story. I don't know if you know Aaron Collier.
Yes.
Scott does, for sure. I met him.
He's at House of Pendragon, isn't he? Is that the same Aaron
Collier? He's friends with Tommy. He used to work there.
Okay.
I met him randomly at a dog park. With my dog, and he was talking about home brewing, and I was like, "What the hell? You can do that at home?"
Like, I had
I had no idea. And so he hooked me up with I don't know if you know Marshall Brulosfer.
Yes, he's been on all the podcasts except for this one.
I've tried to make that happen.
Okay? Oh, okay.
Your schedule is not
our schedule.
Working with
our schedule.
He's a pretty busy guy.
If you can't
guy.
Do stuff during the week, then you're in trouble for getting on the perfect pour.
And so Marshall really helped me out. I mean, he went the whole extra mile, got me all, you know, got me kind of set up with everything, all the links to buy everything. I spent about $900 and the rest was history. I just kind of started brewing, made shitty beer for about 6 months, and then I always went back to Aaron since he lives right across the street from me, and he's a BJCP judge. And I'd always go, well, what's wrong with this beer? And he'd always tell me a flaw, and we'd kind of work out what went wrong and what I can improve on. And I still do that today. Like, before I went to Old Town, I had him try all the beers. So I'd invite him over, try all the beers, tell me what's wrong with the beer. And so he used to be a huge asshole about it and tell me, like, this fucking suck. No, he would give me really hard constructive criticism, which is good. But now it seems like the constructive criticism's gone down a little bit, and which is also good. It means I'm making at least decent beers.
Progress, anyway.
Yeah. And so, yeah, so it's just been kind of that whole thing, and then I've just been brewing the last, I don't know, what's it been, like 6 months, it feels like, for all these festivals, and I can never brew for myself anymore, but finally, now that all the festivals are pretty much done, I'm going to be able to experiment a little bit more and actually drink some of the beer that I make.
And you're gearing up, so you're gearing up that we kind of passed over it earlier. You're gearing up to actually start your own place?
Yeah. We formed the company. We're looking for someone to make a logo for us, and just finishing up the business plan right now, and I think pretty soon we'll be looking into where we're going to be at. And I kind of want to put it in northern Fresno or maybe northwest Fresno.
Mm-hmm.
Just because there's not a lot there. And especially...
Yeah, northwest, bro.
Yeah, northwest, there's literally nothing. The closest thing would be either Popolo's or... what's the one off the loop?
Pine and Palm up there.
Right, Pine and Palm, and then...
There's nothing off
there's
the
really,
loop.
Well,
there's
right
that,
next to MGA.
That's not a craft beer bar, though.
But they should have some craft.
That's
the closest thing.
The old Body in the Bog.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's back open. So that's probably the closest thing.
That's all we have
thing.
In the north.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we got this little Greenleaf place. You know, they got Tioga.
Totally craft.
Greenleaf bar.
So we're looking for that, and we're hoping to start that up. And I want to tap room is going to be first. That's kind of the whole thing is I want to do a tap room first, and then we can self distribute later. So
you're saying we? Who's in this with
I'm just
you?
Talking about me and my wife. When I say we, I'm just it's just. Ever since, I feel like ever since...
How many barrels, bro?
7.
All right. Yeah, that's why I would have went with 7.
It's a lucky number.
Yep. 7-barrel. 7-barrel system.
We're hoping, as long as the bank will give us money for a 7-barrel system.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So that's what you guys are gearing for, is to get a loan for 7-barrel and...
Pretty much, yeah, and get the tap room ready and going, and the end game is to hopefully be on Silicon Valley, one of our bottles on Silicon Valley one day.
I would appreciate that.
Yeah, you get with see what Drake's got themselves in there.
Right. Gotta talk to TJ Miller and send him some bottles.
Yep, just hang out the Libertine long enough, you'll run into somebody. Well, let's get to some beers to look out for. Stone has a 12-pack, the Cabin Fever Mixed 12-pack.
What?
Coming out. It's called Cabin Fever Mixed 12-pack. It has Alesmith. It has Alesmith in it.
I'll buy it right now.
Yeah, I'm buying it. It has their Coffee Milk Stout, the Ruination 2.0, Delicious IPA, and their fourth one is the vanilla bean porter.
Okay.
Only
you got
can
me.
Get that in the 12 pack.
You got me.
You gotta buy the 12 pack, Cabin Fever.
Bitches.
You gotta do it now. If you wanna get that vanilla bean porter. I saw it, I was like, Nick's gonna want that.
Mm-hmm.
Alesmith's Evil Dead Red, just in time for the holidays here.
Oh, nice.
It has alternate label art on it.
Oh, so you gotta buy two.
Yeah. So they I think there was some sort of label art competition. And so the person that won their label art competition, there's going to be some bottles with his. So
if you tell me they're numbered, we're all screwed.
So yeah, now, yeah, they should number them, dude.
Yeah.
As a nerd, I need things numbered, and I need alternate covers and labels. Alternate
editions.
Alternates. Beechwood's Amalgamator.
Oh, is that coming back?
That's out. That's back. It's back. It's got two row malt.
Oh,
big two-row guy.
They should have gone six.
Nah, I'm
go six or go home.
Go six or go home.
It's a fruit dink, citrus IPA.
Six-row malty.
I don't know if I've had a Amalgamator or not. I don't know, but it's out. The Hop Concept has a new one out.
Oh, is that?
Their rotating series. This
no one's, more air freshener
shit. This one's logo. Citra. Maybe you brewers know this hop. Citra and Azaka. Azaka? Azacca, Azaka,
Zaka,
Zaka. That's a new. Sounds like a new hop.
Correctly pronounced.
Zaka,
Zaka. Is there an H in that?
It gives melon. There's fruit, grass, melon notes, tropical.
Did you say there's an H in all, there?
Nope, no H. Nice. Like whales, bro. Oh, okay. No, W A L E S. Come on, Nick. Jeez.
Sounds like Wallace.
A couple I still haven't seen, I've been looking out for. Still haven't seen the Alesmith and Cans. Mm. Haven't seen it yet. They're out there. The Carl Strauss and Cans.
Damn it.
Haven't seen those. And also haven't seen the Beechwood Melrose either. Of course, we don't see it here, but something, you know, I'm just saying. Maybe it'd show up.
Maybe.
Is there any beers, Nick, you're looking out for?
My turn?
Nicky turn.
Oh, me? I really like these names.
I'm looking out for these names.
Looking out for these names. There's a small brewery called Monkish. Maybe you've heard of them.
I've heard of it.
Heard of that. And they look, it looks, apparently they do crowlers, but they have individual crowler labels for their cans. Everything sounds like a question right now.
Can?
But I like their names. Relax Your Mind, Swap Meats, Citra Nerd, and Act Out Emotions. These are all names of Monkish beers. And the labels are really cool. I would totally label buy these beers, not knowing anything.
Total label buy, bro.
Yeah. They got a whole series of new beers and new labels out. I wish we could get some of them here in Frizz Hole.
Damn it, Frizz Hole.
Damn it.
Matt, is there a whale out there you haven't had?
Not the country without
H. Yeah, come on. The country that's no H, I'm sure there's guys.
Tons of whales I haven't had. Like I said, I don't really buy beers that much.
Yenny, hey.
I mean, I've got a few that I store in my fridge in the very back. I've got a Melange number 1 from 2013 from the brewery.
Oh, the brewery.
The brewery.
Is there a whale you haven't brewed yet?
All I do is brew whales.
Dang.
This is a whale.
100% whales.
Wet hop mosaic, dry hop mosaic. I've hopped it in the whirlpool.
That's why he's using 6 row.
Fly to Yakima for all my hops. And
you got to
hand select
each hop. Select them, yeah.
I hand select each hop.
Check them in your baggage.
Only the finest ingredients for my garage beers.
That's right.
Yes. Is Scotty B, is there something you're looking out for?
So you may know I recently harpooned a whale that we had in the tailgating. So it's very rare that there's something like have my eyes on, but you can rest assured I always get it.
Wow.
And I did. I got it. I am going to go on a brief little trip to the Bay Area in the near future before this.
Nice.
Well, very soon. And who knows what I might get. I might get something fun.
Ooh, fun.
I am going to get a couple cases from Russian River.
There you go.
Those aren't really whales. Around here they are because you can't get them around here. But I'm also going to go by the Hop Grenade. Okay. And the Hop Grenade is a bottle shop as well as a bar, craft beer bar, and studio for the Brewing Network.
And who knows what I might get there. I've heard they've had bottles of Canty on there. I might get a bottle of Canty on it, too. You never know.
That's the sour whale, right?
I'm also going by field work in Berkeley, too. And you can count on me getting a crowler or two when I'm there.
Terrible place from what I hear.
Oh, yeah. It's just awful. That's why I have to get a crowler or two, just to show myself how terrible it is.
I want to hate myself.
If there's anything I'm looking out for, it's what's next from fieldwork, because fieldwork just knocks it out of the park every single time. I mean, they knock it out of the park as being terrible. I mean, yeah, that's what I mean. Right. Yeah, that's it. But yeah, anything from fieldwork, that's what I'm looking out for.
I guess I could count one of the whales as when last time I was at fieldwork was their double coconut IPA. That was their chocolate double coconut IPA, and they had very limited supply of that.
Whoa.
They added some coconibs to it, and that was really good.
Damn. That was a brewery-only whale.
Right.
Well, some people would consider Libertine beer whale. We've still, luckily, we still have some Libertine beer.
Which one's that? I'm excited.
Don't count on that crack. Yeah, there's a cork.
Damn it. Freaking cork. Oh, and I left the cork thing in the house. Son of a bitch.
Oh, you're right. Screwed. You're cork screwed. Bitch.
I'm cork screwed. Well, I don't think that's happening now. That's so funny. We have another.
Here.
All right. Well, we're saved by a Matt beer here.
But what bottle is that anyway?
The Sky B. You almost had the authentic slow wild ale. Just the Libertine, but was authentic slow wild ale.
I wonder if that's the
of uncommon origins.
I may have had that on tap. I was there not that long ago. I may have had it on tap.
Oh, wow. Well, see, had it.
So
I love everything from Libertine.
This beer was mentioned on this podcast before, half a second.
We talk about all the beers.
This is the Cinnamon Toast Cream Ale.
Oh,
cinnamon.
Oh, my gosh.
So, there's been kind of a big kind of cinnamon toast craze.
I love gold.
I know that Kaweya, I believe, tried their hand at a cinnamon toast.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
I remember seeing them dumping boxes in the mash. But the only really adjuncts that I use in this beer are just cinnamon sticks. Everything else is just grains and hops and yeast, so actual cereal.
Holy but how do you get the toasty, bready, crackery?
Wow, that aroma is
what do
insane.
You do to get that?
To get that, I use Victory Malt.
There you go.
Which is the biscuit type flavor of it. So this is really popular at any event. This is kind of one of those beers that...
Yeah, it tastes like Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah. That anyone can, even if you're not into beer, you can...
Right. You have fun drinking it.
But I try and keep it to where it still tastes like beer and not this sweet, overloaded cinnamon in your face drink.
You kept it nice and dry. Wow. I think that helped.
You gotta keep this for when you guys open.
Oh, I'm sure he will. Won't you, Chief?
This is definitely one I'm keeping in my back pocket for when it opens.
Oh man, that's fun. That's fun.
It is fun.
It's fun. Cheers. It's the end of the show. Fresno!
Thank you, Fresno.
Some cheers. We have two new golden gods. Whoa, this week.
Two? Wow.
Cheer, 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 cheer!
Are they from Wales?
Patreon.com/perfectpour is our website that you can donate money to us, and you get a little bit of extra audio, a little bit of something. and then you just donate money to us and help out the show. And we have two new, and we call those people the Golden Gods of the Perfect Four. We have two new ones. Eddie Martin, who called in earlier. Mm-hmm. Eddie Martin, and so cheers to Eddie. Yeah? No?
Mm-hmm. Cheers.
I'm
yeah,
cheers.
I'm noting him down so we could add him to the secret Facebook
yes,
group.
Secret. Yes. He's also added secret Facebook.
Yeah.
But I hope that... I hope that never mind. David... and then also David G., Drunken, which like, luckily, you know, we have, you know, people that drink listen to the Perfect Four, and you know, when you're drinking, you're just like, ah, fuck it, I'll give him some money.
That's a great idea.
That's what David G did.
That's so, the greatest idea I've ever
so,
had.
So, thanks, David G. He's Yo Jimbo underscore 2000.
underscore.
Yeah, come on, you gotta get the underscore. Yeah. So, cheers to David G and Eddie Martin.
Right
for
on.
Being our newest Golden Gods.
Oh, that's cool.
Yay!
Look for more Facebook ad promotions.
Yep.
And or more buttons.
Cheers to Victoria Pratt. Of course, Reggie 559 and oh. Kelly. Marcus Sanchez, Rich Griffin, Tony Bags. Tony Bags for getting helping us promote on Twitter. Daryl Loglin, Loglius, and D-Lang, 55, and of course Bearded Brewer for calling in
aww.
To the show. Get well, Bearded Brewer. I hope he didn't die during Oktoberfest. We'll see though. We'll see if Bearded Brewer can make it back.
Yeah.
Any cheers you have, Nick?
Cheers to Instagrammers. The IPA Assassin. Cheers to the Great Beer Dad.
And I want to be a Great Beer Dad.
You should be. You have work to do, Mike. Oh, man. Cheers to not writing this correctly.
Cheers.
Yeah. I'll look up the first one, but the second one is cheers to Dave at Hop. I'm guessing this guy's local because he has a House of Pendragon shirt
oh.
on his avatar.
Who's David House of Pendragon?
David from House of Pendragon?
His handle is Dave at Hop.
Dave at Hop. And he has a House of Pendragon shirt.
Mm, come on, sure. Scotty B.
I don't go there as often as you may think. I mean, I don't really, not really in the neighborhood that often. I do like going there.
You're not in the Teen District that often?
I don't know all the servers by heart. You know, I know Vanessa.
Come on, bro.
This?
That's him?
Is that him? The one.
Yeah.
I have no idea who that is.
Come on, Scotty B.
Used to be a server. I think he's now their distributor or self-distributor / promoter, I believe.
I have no idea
David
who that
Thompson.
Is. Nope. I'm clueless.
He's a good guy.
He looks like a good guy.
Well, if he listens to the show, he's a good guy.
Does he keep up the good work?
Yeah, I bet he keeps. He I bet he's always keeping up the good work. Hey, man, you keeping up the good work? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's about to be a father.
Are you
soon,
driving?
Too.
Ooh. Man, he's not going to, you know.
Matt seems
he'll
to
be
know
listening to the
guy.
Show in his earbuds at 3 in the morning with his baby. They're trying to put his baby down.
And also cheers to Kelly at Who's Craft for the Recos.
LA Recos. Oh, we didn't get your oh no, we haven't we never did Big Cots, did we?
No.
Wow. How about that? All right.
Oh, we're already doing cheers without the Big Cots?
I know. We totally forgot the Big Cots. I totally forgot the Big Cots, bro. Yeah. Damn it. Well, let's do some cheers and then we will throw in some Big Cots here.
Yeah, why do we have to go in order every time?
Yeah, come on, man. Change
it
up.
Mix it up.
Mix it up, bro.
We're professional.
Keep it fresh.
Yeah. Freshen it up. Did you have some cheers and like some the?
I want to give cheers to all the folks who have volunteered to help out at the Fresno Fair Homebrew Competition judging, and especially for some of the entrants whose bottles I dropped. And when I informed you, you didn't respond with anger. You had some understanding.
They were not angry.
And I appreciate that. I mean, accidents happen, and I feel bad about it. But I'm glad we're able to move forward. Well, anyway, and another cheers I'd like to give is... I don't really have any other cheers. Sorry. I thought I'd think of something deep and meaningful. And yeah. Shit. Well, I always want to give cheers to Steven Zach. One of my favorite people. Love that guy. Well, anyway, that's about all I got.
Formerly Gondra Brewing.
Take it away, Matt.
If I'm going to do cheers, I'm going to do it. Aaron Collier for... not only trying my beer every single time I brew it and ask him to come over, but for getting me into home brewing, and Marshall Schott for just maintaining the Brewlosophy website and doing I don't even know. He just does everything for homebrewers everywhere. And cheers to Scotty B for recommending me for this show, and I wouldn't be here without him right now, so...
Scotty B. How super. So you just wanted to hear that, didn't you?
That's all we really wanted to hear.
I love that bass line. There we go.
Caught Ben drinking.
The Nick 80 on Untapped. Did you drink anything?
Maybe. Once again, notes fail. I did find my looking out for Modern Times, Fruitlands, Blood Orange, and Hibiscus Goza. Goose.
How goes that?
It went right in. It went right in me. That was very tasty goza. I liked the blood orange and hibiscus playing on the playground of my tongue. Fieldwork has a gold pale ale. Very nice. On tap at Goldstein's.
Ooh, at Goldstein's, right? A gold pale. Gold pale.
Gold pale.
At Goldstein's.
You could write a song about it. Painted gold pale ale. And Angel City L.A. Lager was a very nice lunchtime beer I had.
In the SoCals. You did go to a bottle shop.
Just a bottle shop. I didn't hit any breweries.
No breweries. That's all right. You gotta do. Good husbanding.
Yeah.
Did some good husbanding.
Had to stick close.
But you did get this.
Oh, did you hear that? That's grapevine pressure in there.
Whoa! Oh, that's that grapevine. All that that changed in altitude, man.
Uh-huh. It's all in there.
Oh man, I'm stealing this aroma.
Oh, you ass!
Oh, it's so good.
I love gold.
Stop it! Stop stealing the aroma.
Whoa.
Ooh, middle pour.
What do we got here,
middle
Nick?
Middle pour for Nick. Well, label by, mostly because it said award winning. So I had to believe
it's
them.
It's touted. It's won an award. It's a major award.
Aftershock Brewing Company, Paradisi Grapefruit.
Paradisi.
From Temecula, home of...
Home of the desert. They're home of Bill the fucking science guy.
There you go, Bill the fucking science guy.
Yep.
Ale and Metal Television.
Yes, Ale and Metal Television on YouTube. Was that your Ben Cod drinking?
Oh yeah. I had a Noble Bigwig at Far Bar in LA too.
Fire Bar in downtown L.A.
Fire Bar. Excellent beer selection. And I chose the Noble.
Good choice.
You chose Wiley's. Great ideas at Noble.
Very quickly, I had a six-pack of Whitney XBA, Tarascoya, and a Graveyard six-pack.
Oh, slumming it this week.
And also, finally hit town, the True Land, Modern Times True Land, is back. That pail, that's a nice pail. I'm recommending that. So that was just really quickly. Dorktown on Untappd, if you would like to be my friend. Do you did you guys drink anything interesting recently, other than homebrew?
I did. I was just showing him my Untappd, a beer that he recommended from Libertine, Frambois. I had it on tap at Libertine and nice. Slow.
That's a good.
Let me go over the ones I had there. Actually,
all right. Let's see your Libertine beers.
So I had the Frambois. I had the one that you were trying to open, but you didn't have the corkscrew. It's on my Untappd. The Authentic Slow Wild Ale, right? Nice. I'm wondering why I had more than that. I didn't check in. Of course, the Summer Breeze. But a typo negative cover of Summer Breeze.
Oh, okay. That's what it's based on.
I had the revamped Cluster Fuggle Cream Ale from Full Circle, their High Speed Rail Red Ale, Experimental Number 2 IPA. So I enjoyed all of those, especially that... Clusterfuggle, so it was like one of the best cream ales I ever had. I had a Sequoia Falls from Tower Sequoia. You guys ever have that one?
I haven't had that.
It's an IPA, and it's like
brew pub.
It's a brew pub. I know you hate brew pubs, but it's a brew pub autumn IPA. I guess. I mean, it was pretty good, and I don't know where I had this. Is it gonna? Can I make it tell me where I had this? When I tap on it, I just see a list of everybody who's checking it.
If you didn't do it, then you're screwed.
No, I did. It just doesn't tell me in this list. But it's a Utter Love from Beechwood.
Whoa, you had that?
I think somebody...
How do you get that?
Oh, I know where I got it. I think Eric Garcia, a beer connoisseur,
was that Saturday?
Could have been.
Because he was going around popping bottles at Old Town.
What's the date on that?
Not getting a care in the world.
Yeah, that's the date, the 17th. Yeah. That's when that happened.
He's going, hey guys, want me to pop a bottle? Here you go.
He's popping, but he's a bottle popper.
He showed up at
bottle
our
bottle popper.
And with the limited space we had behind that booth, him and three other people... We're back there just popping bottles.
Drinking
them.
Dude, go in that antique shop right now. They're just popping bottles back there, man.
No, they're in the alley, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Homebrew's outside.
They're just popping bottles. No,
they're popping bottles in the antique shop, too.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, they were. Ooh. And then they came to the street with the homebrew.
Right.
And they started popping there, too.
Damn.
You were just popping left and right. So that's about it. And then I had the ones that we had tonight. So let's all cut up to speed. Anything you've had interesting lately, man?
Bottles popped?
Nothing spectacular. Last night I got off of work and I was really frustrated and tired, so I went to MGA and got a Modern Times Galaxy IPA. Two of them.
Wow. Ooh.
I drank those as I went to sleep.
Galaxy IPA.
You didn't drown or anything or choke in.
No.
It's dangerous
no.
to drink while you're sleeping.
I drank quickly and then I slept.
Slept hard.
At the Loma
Land? I can't remember. It was Galaxy, Centennial, and something else. It was a blue bottle.
The Proto Cosmos?
Yes, that was it.
Proto Cosmos.
Nice job.
That was a good beer. It was perfect for winding down.
Perfect winder down beer.
Winder down.
Good ball popper.